so, I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls, I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. Will any of the love I've learned give away, end up making somebody else's day? I've spent so much time feeling hopeless and alone. I try to give more than I take, and the world would be a better place if everyone tried to live that way. And I like to think so, I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls, I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. Think so, I hope they will. When my children walk into the world, no longer little girls, I hope they see the truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me. And I like to think so, I hope they will. My children grow older as people in the world. I hope they live in truth. I hope they'll be anything but anything like me.
Forest in Nevada. Yeah, there they are. The North Sound from the album What It Takes. And you just heard Anything Like Me on the jukebox. They have been hanging out in Nashville working with Crystal Shawanda and her husband, and have put out a lot of new music in the last little while. This is from their 2025 release, and it is a beauty. Love those guys. Hope to see them on the road when Logan Stats and I take off across the prairies. You can check them out on social media and Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff. Now, for a song that didn't get released back in the day in 1982 when Bruce Springsteen put out his seminal record, Nebraska. It's one of the outtakes. The movie's out now, and so is the entire sort of box set of things that he did and didn't release. This is called Losing Kind. It's from Nebraska's Outtakes. Here's Bruce Springsteen on the jukebox.
My name is Frank Davis. I drive a Dixie 109. I was out on Highway 17, just south of the Camden line. It was down there in the heart of Wilsonville where I met my fate. She was standing outside the bar, said she was waiting for a day. But I knew that that was just a lie, and I knew I was missing. But when the light turned green, I reached across the sea, popped the lock and she slid in. She said she liked Mexican music. She knew a place if I had the time. Well, we had a few drinks and we danced a while. I pulled her close, she didn't mind. And what I knew kind of slipped my mind. And I couldn't resist her miss with a losing kind. Well, we drove around in my Buick, getting drunk and having fun. Well, we ended up at the Space Western, out on Highway 101. It was around 3 a.m. we went out to this empty little roadside bar. It was there the cash register was open. It was there I hit that guy too hard. But I knew when I hit him for the second time, it one attracts the other when they're the losing kind. And I felt like I was gonna be sick. And half hour later the sleet started coming down, and that highway got pretty slick. I seen some lights in my rear view mirror. I guess I panicked and I gave her a gun. Well, then I wrapped us around a telephone pole. South on Highway 101. Well, she just stumbled out onto the bank and sat down in a pile. Well, I kicked out the driver's side window, but buddy, when I got out, well, all I had to greet me was a highway patrolman's 45. He looked at the wreck and then he said, son, you're lucky to be alive. Well, sir, I'll think that one over if you don't mind. Now, luck ain't much good to you when it's the losing kind.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Got solo cups, they got yachts, we got pickup trucks, and fleets of cars on blocks in our front yards. They got models, but our country girls can hit the dance floor and rock your world. Keep your string quartet, we love our steel guitar. They got what they want, we want what we got, and I gotta admit, I got a truck bed under a blanket of stars in my backyard, and my champagne cocktails come in a six pack with a free hat. I ain't got much and that's fine with me, cause freedom as far as I can see, just living without a care. A real red dirt dust cloud back road billionaire. We say keep out, we say come on in. They got Wall Street, we got scratch and win. But either way, we'll get lucky on Friday night. They got black ties and fancy suits. We got cowboy boots and Daisy Dukes. They got golden gloves, we got parking lot fights. It's not their definition of rich, but that's alright, 'cause I got a truck and bed under a blanket of stars in my backyard, and my champagne cocktails come in a six pack with a free hat. I ain't got much, and that's fine with me. Just freedom as far as I can see. Just living high on life without a care. A real red dirt dust cloud back road billionaire. Better than this, 'cause I got a truck bed under a blanket of stars in my backyard, in my champagne cocktails come in a six pack with a free hat. I ain't got much, and that's fine with me. There's freedom as far as I can see. Just living high on life without a care. A real red dirt dust cloud back road billionaire.
That's brand new music from country star Jerry Sarita, Back Road Billionaire. Jerry's from Manitoba, Parkland that is, and he has been around for quite some time. He put out his first EP about 15 years ago. I've been watching this guy tour endlessly, and he's had some really great hits on country radio as well. Happy to be playing you here on the show, pal. And we've got music coming up from DM LaFortune, a song called And On the Evidence from an album called Beauty and the Hard Times. This is from 1999. It got a re-release, and this artist is actually from Toronto, a blues folk artist whose album was notably sort of remastered and put back out for the 25th anniversary. Really great stuff, and includes topics such as the Indigenous injustices, the Canadian residential schools, tragedies, and global conflicts, really reflecting on LaFortune's personal history with deep activism. So I'm hoping that you'll like that. We also have Bebe Buckskin, Captain Medicine is the album. It came out in 2021, and they are from Saskatchewan. The song that you're going to hear right now on the jukebox is called Alley Cat. And we've got Alyssa Brilla. She is a Triple Crown Juno nominee, and the song Immigrant. This song brought her second nomination back in 2014. I've had the opportunity to hang out and play with her as well as part of Chorus of Courage project that was put together by Cindy Duar. And it's a brilliant project. They're on their volume 2 right now. I was part of volume 1, same with Alyssa, and we had just a great time performing at the NAC. We've got music also coming up from Masego, Spin the Block. This is an artist from Virginia, which is not too far from where I am right now. I'm in North Carolina, hanging out, doing some shows. This is a Grammy-nominated multi-instrumentalist and producer who released this single just this past October. It is pretty unhinged. You're going to dig it. Here is Spin the Block by Masego on the jukebox.
But baby, what survived? You were for the night, sweet thing. Damn, it's been some time. I remember nights in PA. Do you remember me? I I used to rock the chain with chains. Now I'm trying to steal. Now I'm trying to check on my baby.
Spin a block.
Straight up. Do you got a man? Do you like men still? Are you still fine? 'Cause I'm trying to see about you, babe. What's your why? What's your life like? Do you have kids? Do you want kids, babe?
Say my clothes are funny, I speak funny, I laugh funny. They say I pray funny, I dream funny, I sing funny. Oh my God, it's funny, but where I'm from, it's not so, so funny.
I am an immigrant, I am. I'm an immigrant.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Oh,
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change and pollution harm some communities more than others, and a new play in New York called Sulphur Bottom takes on this real-world injustice with a fictional and at times surreal story. The play centers on a family living next to a toxic waste site, which makes some of them sick and disrupts their lives.
We follow them across four generations of this house as they decide if they leave, if they stay, what they're going to do with it, how it's hurting them, and what the effects are across those 40 years.
In the story, playwright Rishi Varma also includes talking animals, like a beached whale that shows up in the family's living room. He says surreal elements like this encourage the audience to consider the themes of the story from a new perspective. But to stay grounded in how environmental injustice affects real people, Sulphur Bottom has hosted post-show talks with community advocates. And after shows, they gather donations for We Act for Environmental Justice, a nonprofit that advocates on issues like climate adaptation and clean air in low-income areas and communities of color.
Even if it's small, taking some action against environmental injustice is the most important thing we could bring with this play.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
You're tuned in to see.